Fans, thank you for attending today's game. The final score is 21. Football is back at Memorial Stadium as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers on Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets for as low as $20 as you celebrate Dad's for this proud Illinois tradition. Together, one of the biggest weekends of the year. And all active and retired military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets.
Yeah.
Call the ticket office or visit FightingAlumni.com for more info.
It's just...
If you experience any car trouble in the parking lot, just 337-0913 for assistance.
It's just so, like... This is our freaking life, man. Like... We get a fumble. We recover the fumble. Game-changing play by our All-American. And he's kicked out of the game. And Wisconsin keeps the ball and scores. Game was over. No, it's not. We pick up a first down at like the 45. With 3 minutes left. We're going to keep... Oh, holding call. It's got to come all the way back. And then you just sit here and you feel it and you know what's happening and you can't stop it. And it just happens over and over and over. And this is what happens to Illinois and that's what happens for Wisconsin. So what was that fourth quarter? 18 points. Yeah. 21-7 and then got outscored 18-0. Yeah. Like a 21-7 fourth quarter lead and we blow it on homecoming at home to Wisconsin. It's just you know, it's the difficult thing is that the freaking like the haters win, right? You know, the people who sit in opposition to us, Illinois fans, who just, you know, just full of spite, short their team, view this through the lens of, you know, just say everything sucks, we're going to lose, just say that as a big protection against, you know, feeling anything or supporting anything. And they fucking win. I think that's the first time I've ever F-bombed. Like, they win and I lose. Like, their Saturdays are happy and mine are, like... You know, shorting the team wins. Investing nothing. I had to quit two group texts during the game because I just can't look at... I even muted the threads, but I just can't open my text to look to see if somebody responded about something. And, you know, the threads are just like, oh, this. And, you know, just the flailing of like, oh, it's like, get the, what a joke strain. Like, I just can't do it, man. I cannot be around that level of just, I will stand opposed to my team and laugh at the players and protect myself from feeling anything. I can't do it. But if I could, I'd feel a lot better right now. You know? I'd feel so much better than believing in my team when we're up 21-7 in the fourth and blow it. Like it's just so much easier to not care like I care. I mean, don't worry, I'm never going to change. I'm just lamenting the fact that they win. Like, I'll open my mentions. There will be people, like, giddy at the fact that I'm sad. And they win. I lose. It's just unfair to me to invest and there's no payoff. Like, in moments like this, I'm trying to stand against all of the, oh, here we go, it's happening again. Like, I'm standing there, but I'm just Sisyphus. I'm just pushing a rock that's never going to reach the top of the hill. I guess just let it roll over me, right? Like, what good is my investment in the moment of believe we're going to come back, we're going to get the, you know, what's the last thing I tweeted? Somebody make a play. Nobody made a play. Wisconsin made the plays. They won. They scored 18 unanswered in the fourth quarter on homecoming. We got beat by a freshman quarterback in his first start. With a 21-7 lead. You know, if we just look at the last two seasons, Indiana scored with 30 seconds left. Michigan kicked the field goal with, what, 14 seconds left? Even the bowl game, Mississippi State scored with what? How much left? I mean, they ended up, you know, returning our fumble, so it was 19-10. But it was 10-10. They were driving. I can't remember how much time was left. Like, how many times just in the last 2 years have we been right there at that moment and had to watch something like this? It's just so, so hard. You know, it doesn't say anything to me about where we're at as a program. Like, we're competitive in these games. Like, this is all we've ever wanted, right? You know, play toe-to-toe with our opponents. We're doing that. But I never really considered, if we get to that, things like this will happen more often. I never really considered that this is what that looks like. I mean, I'm sure you hear that wind, right? There's no way you can't hear it on the mic. You know, this was a win game. You get two quarters to score. Our touchdown into the wind was the game until the fourth quarter when they finally got the win and put up 18 points. It's everything. Did they even score against the wind? I don't think so. I don't think they scored against so they had two quarters to score, and they did it. You know, we're competitive. We're there. The defense has gotten better. We're toe-to-toe with Wisconsin. Like, everything, you know, I mean, this doesn't mean anything globally. Like, it doesn't mean anything other than we've fixed our early season issues and we're right there in these games. And then just to watch, oh, you hit Ryman, that's a first down, that's huge, that's two more minutes. Oh, a holding call. Oh, the ball's out, we have it. Oh, a targeting. Like, how many times can my heart take that? Like, the moments that, like, that we made a... No. Nope. Coming back. And then, you know, they get to the five. I can't even stand. We don't let them score in first. We stuff them and stop them short on second. Third down. The fans going nuts. I believe again. I'm up. And they throw to an offensive lineman, I think. Never knew this was the this is what be competitive feels like. You know? Wisconsin was favored by 3.5, I think. And they won by 4. It's the game phase expected. Everything, you know, we played well. We didn't turn it over. Altmaier, Fagan, we figured something out. And we just failed at the end because they got the win in the fourth quarter and we couldn't stop them. I've tried to explain it. Like, I've realized there's no way to explain it to you. There's no way to explain what social media is like for me. You know, I'll put some stuff out there just so you can see. There's no way for me to explain how giddy people get that I feel like this right now. And the things they will... You know, they know I'm not going to look at much tonight, but they'll save it and they'll use it and... I will hear from Missouri fans. I will hear from Purdue fans. I will, like, when you show on in public that you really, really care about something, there's just a part of the population that loves, knows how much you're hurting and wants you to feel, you know. So those Mizzou fans will be there. They will, you know, they will continue to do that. And all I can say is that they win, right? You know, like the way I've chosen to, yeah, I'm going to put it out there how much I care. Yeah, I'm going to live and die in public. I'm recording this. I'm putting this out there. And they win at like they are high-fiving tonight and I'm not going to sleep. So yeah, of course it makes you question, why do I put it out there? But like, I don't know. I made this decision to do things this way. I've been recording these. This is the 13th season I've recorded these from the stands. 13 consecutive years of this. People like it. People respond to it. I like processing a game this way. But it just opens me up to the haters. And, you know, I just have to be very careful with my mentions for the next few weeks. I don't know what to say. I love this team. I love the fight today. It's pretty much the exact game I wanted to see. I didn't expect their freshman quarterback to only turn the ball over once. But in the end, we couldn't make a play, and Wisconsin drove the length of the field, scored a touchdown. We lose with 30 seconds left. Just like Michigan. Just like Indiana. And people with no investment win. Because people like you and me, we're going to be miserable all night. And they're just going to spew hate and feel good about it. It's just so hard to like deal with a world like that. Like, I feel like I need to explain that a little more before I quit. Our fan base has a side that just you know chooses spite, hate, anger. Like I've always used the phrase uniquely negative. There's just a way to go about this to like stupid coaches, stupid players. Why won't they win? And then you feel pretty good about like saying that because you don't have to like feel sad. You just feel angry, you know. And my way of trying to stand up to it is to record things like this, talk about it, write about it, project some level of belief in this team.
Attention all staff, Memorial Stadium is now closed. Attention all staff, Memorial Stadium is now closed.
And, you know, that's like chum in the waters for a certain type of person. That type of person will be in my comments. They will send me emails. They will DM me. They will tweet at me. Like when they smell a true believer, it is candy. And the obvious thing, this is what I want to clarify. Like the obvious thing is people are like, don't pay attention to it. Don't live in it. Don't. Well, there's no way for, you know. Is it stupid that I think I can personally change the course of this fan base? Yes. But my choice has been standing in the face of all that hatred and negativity and trying to move this thing in the direction of what other fan bases in the Big Ten do and how they handle their team and how they avoid that level of spite and hate. And it's hard and blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It's my choice. I'm stupid for doing it. You know, I have nobody to blame for myself but by putting stuff like this out there. But like at times like this, you're pushing the boulder and you're pushing the boulder and you're pushing the boulder and then it's just like, nope, rolling back down. Like, I know I'll wake up and I'll have a push notification on my phone Tuesday morning from some random fan mocking me, you know. And, you know, again, I'm choosing that because I think it's the way to get this thing moved around. But when you come face to face that fan's happy and you have to live with this level of, oh, my God, we blew a 21-7 lead in the fourth quarter. It just is overwhelming, man. There's nothing I can do to stop the tide. It's only going to make it harder and worse and drive us more in the wrong direction. And so it just seems like you just turn and you look and it seems impossible. You know, the mountain is too high, man. God. I love this team. I feel like proud of this team today. They really fought. You know, I'm sitting there looking. Johnny's kicked out. Keith's out. Alex Bray and Seb McConnell at, you know, replacing them on a couple of series because, you know, you have to rotate. You can't just play two, you know, can't play Barnes and McConnell all the time. And, you know, we're moving Akis inside and trying to play him there. And I'm just thinking, like, we are almost there. You know, one third down stop here on this Wisconsin drive, one fourth down stop. We are almost there to knocking off Wisconsin, moving to 4-4, doing it without Keith and Johnny. What an effort. And then 30 seconds left. You know, we didn't trail till what? Yeah, we didn't trail till 30 seconds left. Late 59 and a half minutes. So I have this tremendous, like, feel great about what I saw. And then the fan side is just, like, gutted. so close to some corners turned and some narratives changing and some momentum and everything else. And 59 and a half minutes, we fail to win the last 30 seconds. It's just so hard. So bring it. Let me have it. This is me speaking to the Shawshank Redemption gif when he climbs out of the sewer pipe, looks up in the rain. I know it's coming my way. I know it's coming your way if you believe. And I'll stay strong if you do. I love this team. I love this school. I'm proud of this team. That was a great fight. We just came up short again. And it feels like we'll never get this rock to the top. Go Leonard.